ever feel lost.
Yeah.
Like you're in a maze, but instead of walls, it's like IFE choices.
Yeah.
And you're trying to find the path that, you know, leads you to your goals and all that.
I've been there.
Well, what if there was an app? An app that could like help you actually see your dreams.
Mm.
And then on top of that, give you the skills you need to actually reach those dreams.
Okay.
Maybe even like through a tech career.
Interesting.
We're diving deep into something called Life Culture Audit.
Life Culture Audit.
Yeah, and this app is making some pretty big claims.
I bet.
We found it on YouTube, actually.
Oh, cool.
There's a video. It's called Life Culture Audit. What can it do for you?
Okay.
It's from a channel called Automation Works.
Catchy.
So get ready, because we're going to unpack this whole thing. Vision boards, puzzle mazes, even your personality gets involved.
All right. Let's get into it.
I know, right? Sounds kind of crazy.
Well, you know, what strikes me right away is how this app is using visualization, which a lot of successful people, they really believe in that, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Like picturing your success.
Yeah.
And this app takes that idea, the vision board, which a lot of people are familiar with, and it makes it digital.
Right.
But it goes even further. It's not just about seeing your goals. It's about giving you the tools to actually make them happen.
Yeah, exactly. And the video breaks it down into like three main parts.
Okay.
The first one is, well, it's called the vision board.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But it's not like just throwing a bunch of pictures on a screen.
Yeah.
It's more about like really making your goals real.
Okay. How so?
You can write down what you want to achieve, then you find images that represent those goals.
Right.
You can resize the pictures, rearrange them, and then, get this, you can even set it as your screensaver.
So you see it every day.
Exactly. Like a daily reminder to keep you going.
That's actually pretty clever. Like a constant nudge in the right direction.
Right. But then it gets even more interesting with the, it's called Sensi Games.
Sensi Games. What's that?
So it's this puzzle maze.
Mm.
And they say it's designed to, and this is a quote, mimic the thought process of an algorithm.
Whoa, hold on. So how does that even work?
Well, you have to guide a robot through this maze, but you do it using these directional blocks.
Like coding blocks.
Kind of. And if you do it right, the app actually creates JavaScript code.
No way. Seriously.
I'm serious. Pretty cool, huh?
That's impressive. But is it actually teaching you how to code?
That's a good question.
Like real coding.
Yeah. Well, maybe not like a full-blown programmer or anything.
Right.
But I think it's more about, you know, getting familiar with the basics.
Yeah, like the logic behind it all.
Exactly. Like thinking in steps, solving problems in a specific order, kind of like an algorithm does.
Okay, so maybe it's not making you a coding expert right away, but it could be a really good introduction.
Right. Like dipping your toes in the water before you jump in the pool.
Makes sense. And it seems like this app is trying to get people interested in tech jobs, right?
Yeah, it does seem that way.
Which leads us to the third part of the app. Right. And this is where it gets pretty insightful.
Oh.
They have something called the Big Five Personality Exam.
Big Five.
Yeah. Have you heard of that?
I think so, vaguely.
It's a personality test. 50 questions. It looks at like five main parts of your personality. Hmm. And then it gives you this like workplace profile.
A profile. What for?
It's supposed to help you figure out like what kind of career would be a good fit for you.
So it's not just about setting goals then. It's about matching those goals to who you actually are.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It's like having a career counselor right in your phone.
I like that. So you get to see your vision, try out some skills, and then figure out what kind of work environment you'd actually thrive in.
Yeah, they're really trying to paint the full picture.
And at the end of the video, they tell you how to get the app.
No.
It's super easy. There's a QR code you can scan. Takes you right to the App Store.
Google Play and Apple.
Yeah, both. They're making it pretty simple to get started.
Mm.
But I got to ask, do you think an app can really change you like that?
Like create a new you.
Yeah. Can it really show you the way to a fulfilling life?
I think it can be a good starting point.
Okay.
Then it's like a guide, you know? It gives you the tools and the information.
Right.
But in the end, it's really up to you to actually do something with it.
You have to put in the work.
Exactly. You have to take action. The app might give you the spark, but you got to keep the fire going.
That's a good way to put it. So I'm curious, what about you? How much would you trust an app's advice?
That's a tough one. I guess it depends, right?
On what?
Like what kind of advice it's giving and how much it aligns with, you know, my own gut feeling.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's definitely something to think about, though. Like, how much influence are we willing to give these apps?
Definitely food for thought. Thanks for diving deep with me.
Anytime. It was an interesting one.
Catch you on the next deep dive.